Well, okay, so technology is a double-edged sword, right? So we could use the technology to defend ourselves. We can use the technology to get the truth out, to, you know, protect ourselves against police and military abuse, et cetera, on and on. And but at the same time, you know, we're filming cops in Austin, Texas. They have Peaceful Streets Projects, which goes out and films arrests so that people can have some record of that won't get lost conveniently if something goes wrong for those people. But at the same time, you know, here's technology also enslaving us. Is it time to just throw the baby out with the bathwater? I'm okay with not having an iPhone. I'm okay with not having a lot of these toys or even my own drones. As long as they don't have them. Can we make that deal eventually?
I don't know. I don't think you can go back. You can only go forwards. And it comes down to really a simple choice. Do you want to live back in the day in an Indian culture, teepee village, you know, what was it? Chief Sitting Bull, I think he said, when the white man came, we were all going fishing all day and the women would take care of the children. And then when we would come back, the women would cook our dinner and we would make love all night. Only the white man is stupid enough to think he can improve on that. And I thought that was actually really quite brilliant because if you don't have something else, you don't really miss it, okay? Like if PlayStation was never invented, you'd never miss PlayStation, even no matter how addicted you were to it. If it wasn't there, it wasn't there. I'm sure people always find ways to entertain themselves and have fun and communicate on different levels without technology. I mean, I remember when people were, elder people talking to me about when TV first turned up and how it was only one channel and it was kind of fuzzy and there wasn't a wide selection of programs or anything like that. But they were absolutely enthralled, absolutely entranced by it. And it just goes to show you, it just as long as something's new to you, it appears really advanced. So I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, I can't think of one case where we put the genie back in the bottle. I can't, but there has to be some protection for abuse of technology. And I have in the past, just to give people solutions, suggested a rotating citizens panel to watch out for what DARPA is doing with the technology because it's your money funding it. You have every right to know what it is. In the case of these drones, I think we need to, you know, have full disclosure here. Well, oh, that's right. We have the most transparent government in the history of the country, allegedly. So
I tend to think that the CIA needs to go back to its roots and give Stinger missiles to the average citizen.
Yeah, well, as long as we're Al-Qaeda or something. But this is what I've been saying for years, because I learned growing up with technology and going to school for it, Vinny, that, you know, technology is a double-edged sword, they keep saying. And it's no, it goes where it's funded. It really does. So if, you know, technology is going to be abused from space, what's even in space? I mean, we're just talking about flying death robots here, you know, thousands of feet over our head. Up in space, there is massive surveillance. I tend to believe now they've perfected some form of death laser. You know, who knows? They've got nuclear armaments up there. It's going to be a war in space if China keeps going on the path that they're going and other countries evolve into space technology, which is, I guess, one of the things Iran has been trying to do. So is it a double-edged sword, or is it, you know, what are we told about medicine and science, how wonderful it is and how good it is for us, and we see how many people that kills every day. I don't know how to put the genie back in the bottle. You live in New Zealand in World War II. We just heard, and I haven't got you on the record on this, Vinny, that we found out that New Zealand and the United States were practicing doing fake tsunamis. There's science and there's technology. Here I am.
Yeah, they were testing them on the Whangaparoa Peninsula, not 20 kilometers from where I am. And I was shocked to hear about this. And, of course, it only comes out, like, what are we, 60 years later now?
Yeah, right.
Okay? And
we're not doing that anymore, don't worry.
Technology. It's not just a double-edged sword. It's a cat of nine tails, okay? It can be hurled once and whip you nine times, right? This is the scary part. Do you know what's being developed? Do you know who's funding it? Do you know why it's being developed? And do you know what the background on these people are? And 99% of the cases in terms of technology being released to the public, people don't have a freaking clue. No idea whatsoever. And I believe it was Einstein that said that once technology surpasses the average person's ability to understand how that technology works and how it got there, you'll wind up with a nation of idiots. And by George, do we have it. We've got a nation of idiots. So if anything, we shouldn't necessarily be curtailing the development of technology. We should instead be advancing humans' actual understanding of what technology is, the relationships we have with it, and how it's being used. Because it's just like any political arena, I think. If people have no idea what the politicians are talking about, and they can easily be manipulated and herded into category A, false left-right paradigm, or whatever. And I feel that technology frees us if we use it for freedom, and it enslaves us if we use it for enslavement. So, for instance, right now, even 10, 15 years ago, what we're doing right now with a video Skype call and broadcasting live on internet radio was barely possible, if possible at all. And I find that this is really the ultimate in freedom right here, is being able to speak with no FCC regulations, and we are recording it ourselves, we are publishing it ourselves on our own websites. This is the element of freedom that really technology, I believe, is supposed to do. It's supposed to serve humankind in its endeavors to improve the world. And unfortunately, there's certain people out there who don't want technology to be used to improve the world. They want to use it to prevent people like us from doing so instead. That's the danger, not the technology. Kind of like a gun. A gun can't kill somebody. You know, you put a gun down on the table and you go, and try to scare it. It's not going to shoot you unless you pick it up.
Well, if you got a hair trigger.